Gold, hurry, gold, gold, hurry, gold, gold, hurry, gold, gold, hurry, gold.
So there's one other, there's another thing that came up here.
What is the letter? Is it with you?
I gave it to him.
Nimai.
Yes. There's another thing here. It says, Madhakande Chaitanir Avasesh Patra Brahmar Durlab Narayani Kaila Matra. Narayani.
Narayani, what is the name?
Brahmar.
Huh?
Brahmar. Brahma. Brahmar.
Brahmara Durlabha.
Brahmara Durlabha. Narayani Paila Matra.
Mahaprabhu, out of his own account, gave some chistam, or tambul. During, gave Narayani, a small girl of Sivas Pandit or his brother. Narayani was his girl, perhaps daughter of Sivas or Sivas' brother.
His brother.
Brother.
Bratis Patri.
Yes. And mother of Vrindavan Das.
Yes.
Narayani.
Mm-hmm.
Mahaprabhu, out of his own record, he gave some uchishtam to her. Okay. Did you watch her? Not very accessible by Brahma himself.
Mm-hmm.
Narayani got that fortune.
Yes. The only trouble was Avasesh.
Avasesh means uchishtam.
Uchishtam.
Remnants,
yes.
Remnant.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And out of his own accord, Mahaprabhu gave her that uchishtam. A small garden.
Maharaj, what is the Ramanandi Sampradaya? That is a branch
of Ramanuj.
Ramanuj.
Yes. So there were a deviation is there. Ramanuj Sampradaya, they are strictly worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan. But the Ramanandi, they selected Ram, the Sita Ram. The most revered deity for their worship. Ayodhya is the center of the Ramanandi, and they are more given to some Vairagyam, and they are opposed specially to the Shankarite. Shankar school also created some Naga, sannyasi, and necessary to fight first with the Buddhist, then perhaps with the Vaishnava. And the Ramanandi, they have got also Naga, half soldier. And they also very eager to fight with Shankar's school or others to establish Ram, the dignity of Ramchandra, Sitaram. But Tulsi Ram, Tulsidas is considered to be a member of Ramanandi Sampradaya, who are especially a devotee of Ram Sita. They are called Ramanandi. They have also their Vedanta, Tika. From Bhashyam, Ramananda, Parasara, or someone in their generation composed from Bhashyam and Vedanta. But I did not read it direct, but I saw in Bhaktivinoda Thakur Paraspan Jaiva Dharma that they foster within their heart mukti to be the highest, mamukha, one is mukti. Whenever to worship anyone attains mukti, then mukti is superior than bhakti, so that is bad bhakti is gone, it is not shuddha bhakti. But ordinary people, they may not think like that, But still some of the Acharya of that Sampradaya has connected with the Sampradaya with that. Mumukha, Mukti. They want Mukti. At least they want Mukti for the service of Ram Sita. That also may be. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava don't care of Mukti even. Whatever you buy, wherever you want, you like to post me, doesn't matter. I want your service, bhakti, and service of you or your devotee. Wherever you place me, sir, it matters little. That is Gaudiya Vaishnava. Pashupakke haye thaki sarge bani rahe. If I put in the help, I won't care for that. But your correction through devotion, that is my only demand, not for any local posting. But there are some who wants that after liberation I must have your liberation, after that your service. Condition. That also to be counted.
The Ramanandi.
The gopis, but the gopis, the bhajan, that does not, there is no room for any condition, unconditional dedication to the Lord. That's help, ready to go for your service if it is necessary. And ready. Service spirit of that degree is to be found only in Bhajan, in Gaudiya Vaishnava. Not any condition. Thus.
So they're originating from Ramanuja Sampradaya, the Ramanandis?
Huh?
Their origin is from Ramanuja?
Ramanuja. And from Ramananda also came another Shaka as Kabir. Kabir, the disciple of Ramananda, a weaver by caste, and he created another Sampradaya. There are so many.
He's very popular.
Nana Kalyan, as Kabir, then from Suradas, so many branches mixed with Sankara and the Vaishnava together. Tukaram in Maharashtra. So many divisions, subdivisions. Because Vaichitra Parampurchena cannot but deviation to accommodate, they are forced to accommodate deviation.
What was Tukaram's position?
Parampurchena and Pagiti Vaichitra. Due to the variegated nature of the disciples, and then successor from disciple to disciple, disciple. That also Pagiti Vaichitra. So, the Lord has to come down here to set right what is already modified, polluted, to set right, to put it in its former glory and purity. He himself comes, jada jada hi dhatmasya granit bhori, paradmanam siyanam, and sometimes sends his own man, go and set right everything there, already polluted, vikiti vaichitratam param pachyena. So again put in his pristine purity, original purity. He had to come now and then.
Maharaj, what is the position of Tukaram?
Tukaram, we are told that he was the disciple of the Maharashtriya Brahmin who was connected with Sri Chaitanya Dev at Benares. Not any authentic report, but from outside we gathered that Tukaram took initiation from a Brahmin, and he heard from him about Chaitanya Dev. That is mentioned in some Ahang, in some song of Tukaram. Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Chaitanya, the name is found in his songs. From there, some research, the brother of, the elder brother of Rabindranath, Rabindranath, you know, his elder brother, he was the first ICS of India, Satyendra Thakur. He wrote a book about that. That Tukaram was in the line of Chaitanya. It is mentioned in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. The Satyendra Thakur mentioned that Tukaram was in the line of Chaitanya. It is found in Satyendra Thakur's writing, who was the first ICS and the elder brother of Rabindranath. I found it in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life.
Mm-hmm. Rabindranath Thakur had many brothers which were famous writers?
Yes. He's the 14th.
14th?
14th amongst his brothers and sisters. He's the last. And the first was Dijendra.
Dwijendra?
Dijendra. And the second was Satyendra. In this way, there are so many brothers and sisters. And the last and the 14th was Rabindranath. So Rabindranath once supposed, some said, that in the last days, in the old age, the son may not be fit. The old man's son may not be, may not possess good health, a good brain. So Rabindranath opposed, that I am the last son, my father, 14th son. But am I less qualified? It depends upon Brahmacharya. Gaur Hari Bodh, Gaur Hari Bodh, Gaur Hari Bodh. It's all. What's the time?
It's about 9:10.
9:10. It's all Gaur Hari Bodh.
There were other, like in Rabindranath Thakur's family, there were also many other famous poets.
Where?
Within his family.
And his family?
Yeah. And the brothers.
Yes, somewhere among brothers. One of his sisters, Swarna Kumari, she wrote many things. And then Dijendranath also wrote some articles. His eldest brother. And Satyendranath also. And then one brother, Savanindranath, he had more parts for this shilpa, this doll, to making dolls and etc. What is that? Art. Artist he was. Okay. To produce some dolls, etc. His father was Devendranath, and Devendranath was Rabindranath's grandfather was Dwarakanath, Prince Dwarakanath. Mm-hmm. He was very favorite to Victoria, Queen Victoria. Mm-hmm. So much so that there is there was a talk I heard from Swami Maharaj that Saptam Edward the Seventh, the son of Victoria, his face cutting and Dwarakanath's face cutting was one very close. The face cutting of Dwarakanath figure and the Saptam Edward, Edward the Seventh, the son of Victoria, must very similar. And Dwarakanath had very closer connection with Victoria. So some has got in a particular section there is a rumor that Dwarakanath had very closer connection with Queen Victoria. I heard it from Swami Maharaj. Yes, Swami Maharaj. Prince Dwarakanath, a very in a harsh style, he moved, a married man, and in England also he held great respect, and his company was all the lives. Big man of England at the time. Aristocratic family. His style was also like that. Prince Dwarkama. His son Devendranath, he was a religious minded. And he entered the Ramon Rai's Brahma Dharma. Mixed Hindu and the Brahma mixed, we find in Devendranath. And the later days, more Brahma than Hindu. And then Rabindranath all came. Rabindranath, the founder of Bodhpur, Shantiniketan. There was Rabindranath, Rabindranath's father. And sometimes he went there and he sat in penances in Amarakunja. Many things he did in the type of previous Rishi Tapuvana.
What was it? Satyam, Mangalam, Advaitam? Who said that?
That mantra is Santam, Shivam, Advaitam. Rabindranath told the other day, I found in paper, in his last time, he requested some of his brother's wife or something like that. Please, in the last moment, help me to recollect the mantra. Shantam Shivam Advaitam. That was that mantra. Shantam Shivam Advaitam. Advaita is the last. And the Shivam. Not Sundaram. Chyami. Advaita, that is merging in Advaita.
Sayuja.
Advaita. Advaita. Means whether an organic hope or non-differentiated hope. Whole Advaigan. It is admitted by all spiritual thinking men, Advaita. But what is the proper conception of that Advaita? Other things remain or everything vanishes into a non-differentiated oneness. And then how from that position it may spring up all these things. That is like also a faucet, a spiritual faucet, Advaita. If we do not admit that this organic whole, it is nitya, non-differentiated, static, the nitya, the eternal is only static. Why it should not be dynamic? Why the eternal substance should not be a cosmos, a harmonized whole? Advaita means organism, one organic whole, a dynamic harmony. That should be the conception of it. Otherwise, the dynamicity springs up from staticity. Static state, that is the original. The higher from the motion comes. And that is if no consciousness, higher from this consciousness comes, the same difficulty. That possible that in this Brahma. Why should I accept that what they say this is product? But that productive characteristic is eternal. If you want something eternal, we must have to accept. But why should I accept that this dynamic organic whole? What is produced, why that is not eternal? And the higher things. The product is of higher nature. And the lower nature can produce higher things. And the higher, and this is permanent. And the higher things cannot be permanent. things of higher conception, that cannot be permanent, that cannot be eternal. Only when the question of eternity will come, we must have to go to static conception, either to fossil or to Brahma, the spiritual fossil. From equilibrium, the movement comes. Why not movement is eternal? In the present day, rather I find that the nothing can remain static in the sky, higher sky. Everything is moving. Mm-hmm. If there's an upagraha, what is it? Putini.
Sputnik.
To be sent, yes. That is always moving.
Yes.
I cannot make it fixed.
Satellite.
Difficult to make it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So dynamic character, that is natural, outside the world. So dynamic characteristic, that should be the eternal thing, basis of everything. And the static is rather a diseased condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Paralyzed condition, not the dynamic. Dynamic is the original. And the static is a paralyzed condition, not the dynamic. It is an artificial, it is the disease. And the dynamic is health. That is Vaishnava Dharma, basis of Vaishnava Dharma.
Hmm.
Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. The original thing must have to be static. And must have to be of very lowest order. And whatever good, whatever higher, that must sprang up from that fossil. This is a bad type of mentality.
Mm.
But the revealed truth always helps in this. There is God. Let there be water. Let there be a light. There was light, there was water. Yeah, the truth, rather, in this way, the truth lies. By His order, things come to existence. Not that this is producing God. Fossil is producing God. God is not producing fossil. Come on, Ajahn.
Paramananda.
Uh-huh. It's a replacement darka.
Replacement.
Ah, Jami Paramananda name.
Oh.
Self-sufficiency. That is not laudable.
Achha.
Khuda, hunger is necessary.
Hunger so
good. I am full fed. I am full-fed, full-belly. That is not a healthy sign.
Yes.
Hunger is a healthy sign.
Always.
I want more progress. That presupposes progress. Hunger means progress.
Yes.
I am unfit. I am unsatisfied. I want more and more.
Oof.
Spiritual thirst must be trust within.
So nice. Yes.
Not stagnant. I am hungry, I want more food from your grace. Mahaprabhu, I want more. I know. Eho bhajjo, age kahua. Eho bhajjo, age kahua. More and more.
Mahaprabhu,
apna charan sthan. Gaur Hari. So today I like to give up you. So are you satisfied to hear? the news that came from Sri Krishna, or it is disturbing. What do you think?
It was expected.
Expected.
Yeah. Expected, because
he is going to establish an independent center there for the independent activity, for the activity independent of ISKCON. That means a battle is being created there, going to be created. What type of ghost?
I don't know, it came and putting pressure, holding me very tight. On the floor, against the floor, holding down. I could not get up.
You let down, perhaps on the back.
Maybe. Possibly, yes.
And your hands on the breast.
Yes.
That is the cause.
Ah, yes.
Did I mention
this? Wait. In the dream, that is mental body, this consciousness of this weight on the breast, on the heart, that gradually develops into that thing, placing.
Acha?
When you lie awake, you find that the hand is there. You move that. So you have to be careful about the habit of putting the any weight of the hand even on the breast.
When sleeping?
When sleeping.
When should sleep?
Better to sleep on the side.
Yes.
Left side after food.
Yes.
Of course, in the right side, then the heart is on the relief. The heart is left side. The left side, the pressure may come. Of course, when old, and when right side, the heart is on upper position, no pressure. But we are told that on the left side, after food, the digestion is easy, becomes easy. I also experience sometimes that hand on my move, and on the back, lying, and with hand on the breast, chest. There is some sort of a dream that someone is pressing. Then when I look, from the weight of the and the heart also several times, such stories. Hare Krishna.
So that's not a ghost?
Never.
Never, huh?
And in the area of Mahaprabhu, what ghost can they will be afraid of coming. Of course, there are ghosts in the dham also, of different types.
Acha.
When I came here to live, this bamboo club, the cluster of the bamboos, that was a notorious place for the ghosts.
Okay.
Even the big goalas, latials, they are much afraid to pass through the under the this bamboo cluster. They used to say that bamboos are lowered, and when it's passing over it, it suddenly jumps up and casts him in any way and dies. The ghost is arranging all these things. So many stories. I never found anything. Our mot also, in Dhaka mot, in a hired house, very easy rent, and get a ghost haunted house in the Mabapur, for the 50 rupees monthly rent. That was a notorious place for ghosts. Even the college hostel, college students accepted that as their hostel. But one night I found that they are boiling meat in a cauldron, and they found that the cook's head is pushed into the cauldron, and the boiling cauldron, and they left home. But our party rented that very cheap, rent, no ghost. But it was something, a ghost haunted place, because the outside the broad general road of this town, city, and the other side, so many houses around, and in the middle, dilapidated condition, jungle, so many rotten things are there deposited. It is a very favorite place for the ghost to live there. Mm. Such was the thing with the other side. So many houses are around, and the middle portion is the nasty of the nasty.
Mm.
So very favorable position of the ghost to live there.
Oh, Maharaj, the genies? Genie.
Genie and the ghost are the same thing, is it not?
Genie is not a female? When
Gunda independent of this physical body, that is ghost.
Uh-huh.
Bad type of mental person. Free of this physical body, flesh and blood, that may have that position. And sometimes the yogis of the bad type, they also have got some siddhi. And when they leave this body and apart from punishment cannot enter in any high place, they remain as ghosts.
Maharaj, in Mayapur, I saw something very strange. There was light close by, coming down to the ground. Not so fast, but relatively fast. And then after some distance from the ground, disappear. Yeah. I saw several things.
Generally, that may be some extraordinary feats of nature. So many gas, so many so many animals there are who emit a sort of light from these things. They found a kind of jackal. When they open their mouth, the lala. Lala, what do you say?
The lower lip?
What comes with it from the muk, from the face, from the mouth, the liquid thing.
Saliva.
Saliva. That that is bright, like light in the night. There are so many beasts like jackal type. If they open their mouth, there's light. And when they close the mouth, no light. So many types of insects and animals that can emit light. Yes, this Jyotsnapaka glowworm. So there are many such that things. Even there may be some creepers that show light in darkness. That is mostly found to be in the hill area. The creepers can emit light. And the Gandharvas, it is mentioned in Krishna Shastra, Kavya Kalidas, that from the light of the creeper, particular creeper, the Gandharva, they utilize that for their own family purpose. The light, the creeper emanating light, phosphorus. On the ground also sometimes phosphorus springs up in a particular way, like in the form of light, phosphorus. So in most places we are misguided by the peculiarity of natural incidents. But still there is ghost. I don't remember.
But in the dham the ghosts are fewer?
Yes, of different types.
Different types.
Different types.
I saw there was one There was one Muslim man.
One?
Muslim.
Muslim.
And this Muslim, he said some mantra, and he held one stick, and the stick was taking him to one, to find a thief.
The ghost vanishes.
No, to find one chore. There was a chore who had taken some money.
Oh, to catch.
Yes.
Some stick, yes, that is also possible. It was also shown in our mat. I was not eyewitness. I heard there was one disciple, one god brother. He could show all these things. By mantra, we fasted the whole day and in the evening. His Madan Maharaj and so many other bold and cunning persons, they were present when that fish was shown to the mud people. Two bamboo stick was given to gentlemen, and they put it in this way, bamboo stick. And he put mantra and some offering in this way, and do this, he began to order. And those, the two gentlemen were forced to go to a particular site to find out the man and where the things is hidden. It forced these two persons. They are unwilling, but they are drawn forcibly towards a particular place, and they found that the thing was there, and he took it to the public. And then he asked the man who pressed the thing there to go catch him. He went to them. Yes, I am told they are reliable, this Madhav Maharaj, another, so many others. There are eyewitnesses there. So mantra may be there. Does not matter. Subservient, so many things. Nothing is impossible. Everything, whole power is there of different type and different nature. And there may be subsidiary, so many, this hierarchy. Samanta-tantric, what is it in English?
Samanta-tantric?
The master over them, Jamindar in this way, the Samrat, emperor. Emperor, under him so many chiefs, under them so many landholders, under them so many big riots in this way, by gradual process. The power is also distributed in that way. In various lines. Soldiers, among soldiers also there are ranks. Amongst the police there is also ranks. Among CID there are also ranks. So in every phase of creation, good or bad, there may be some hierarchy. System. And the variegated nature. That under Maya, and under ordinary God, under some sadhu, the siddha, Shankaracharya, they also wanted sikara or power, parakaya, pravish, anima, dokhina, bhakti, all these siddhi necessary for them to display over the society and to get some special benefit for that. Only real Vaishnava hate them all. No yoga siddhi, na punarbhava, no naka prishtam, na cha paramishtam, no naka prishtam, na cha paramishtam, no yoga siddhi, ma punarbhava, samanjasatta, vijahajya kanshi. I don't want anything but your praise. No naka prishtam, na cha paramishtam, no sarvabhaumam, no rasadhipatyam, no yoga siddhi, ma punat bhavamba, samanjasatta, virahajya kanki. Oh, all harmonizer, I want your grace. I don't aspire after all and these things. Nākavishtam, the plane of the heaven. No paramishtam, not the post of the Brahma, the creator. No yoga, no sarvabhaumam, or the position of the absolute emperor, absolute ruler of the whole world. No sarvabhaumam, no sadhivattam, or the supremacy over the underground animal or subterranean region that is unseen at present to our senses. No yoga siddhi, or which is acquired by the yogis, our authority over the nature, our natural and the different phases of nature. Yoga siddhi apunat bhagamba, or not cessation of bhakti and rebirth, no cessation of rebirth, mukti, apunat bhava. I won't come in this world again. I must not be born again. Stop of my birth. I don't want. Only I want you. Who are you? Samanjasa. Who harmonizes everything with the master of everything, and who has harmonized everything, accommodated everything in him. I want him. All harmonized, that is the absolute. The Vitrasu says, the Chitraketu, who by caste came to be in the birth of Vitrasu. And when he is retiring from the life of his demon, for the last time, he is again praying to the Lord, I want this. Na yadvakkha iva mataram khaga tannam yatha vatsatara khudhatra yambhajeva bhushitam vishanna manoravim dakkha didikhatitam. My mind is very eager to be united with you, my master. How? Ajātapukkha iva mātaram khaga. Just as the small cubs of the birds, when they are pukkha, means
wings
not grown, they hunger after the presence of their mother, when she will come and put some food into their beak. Iva mātaram khaga, the earnestness which he look after the path of their mother, the young bird. Tunnang jatha vatsadara, or the animal cubs, they hanker after naturally, intuitively for their mother's oven. Tunnang jatha vatsadara kulatra. Priyang priye bab bhushitam vishanna, or the lover, the lady lover, he awaits for his beloved, his heart lover, who is long away from her, with earnestness he awaits his union. In such way, my mind is mad to meet you, my Lord. Manoravindakha vidikhatitam, Aravindakha, O lotus-eyed Lord, my mind is very eager to have your darshan. This is Vitrasu, who was Chitraketu, who was the classmate of Mahadev, and in the class where the teacher was Sankarsana. Shiva and Chitraketu, they are both students and in the school of Sankarsana, their guru. And Parvati once put curse on him. In the story is in Bhagavad, do you remember?
Yes.
Gaudhari. Take leave.
Jai
Manu. What's the time? 9:30.
Quarter to 10. 15 minutes to 10.
Oh, 15 to 10. All right.
Gold, Hari Bol, Gold, Hari Bol, Gold, Hari Bol, Gold, Hari Bol, Nityananda Prabhu.
Oh, yeah.